I think back to when Jonathan was a baby and or a toddler, I should say, and man, that boy was scared of water, but he couldn't swim. But he'd stand on the edge of a swimming pool and he'd jump off into my arms over and over and over until I'd get tired. He would do it over and over. Dude, put me back. Dad, do again. You know, he just wanted to jump into my arms. He'd get his feet wet or maybe his legs a little wet. He did not want to go in and or under the water. But he trusted me. He trusted me. In Hebrews chapter 11, the writer is telling us about what faith is. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. That word substance is kind of a big deal. A lot of Greek philosophy was rooted around that word substance, hypostasis. And it means the foundation or the confidence. Not just a light frame, but something that you really could be stood on. I mean, foundational confidence is what the thought is behind that word substance. So for the believer, we see three things when faith is there. Three things are evident, and you see this in the first part of Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is the, let's say it this way, faith is the confidence of things hoped for. How can we have confidence in things that are hoped for? It's because we are confident in the one that we are hoping to bring it about. Hebrews chapter 1 starts off with the word God. In other words, the author wasn't trying to describe who God was, because he was writing with the assumption that we know who God is. I've heard a lot of people tell me that they don't believe in God, or they don't think there is a God. But the more you talk to them, it's not that they don't believe there is a God, or that they think there is a God. It's that they don't like what has happened in their life, and so the only balance they can find is that there must not be a God, or things would have worked out like they wanted to. And I know that sounds cold and that sounds harsh, but that's also what the Bible teaches. In Romans chapter 1, the Bible tells us that he put it within the heart of every man the knowledge of himself. That we know there is a God. So because we know there is a God, the Bible talks about this subject of faith. That he tells us also in Romans that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's through the word of God that we learn who God is. You see, Jonathan didn't just pick any random man to jump off the side of the pool to. He would only do that with me because he knew who I was. I'd been spending time telling him who I was, teaching him my name, teaching him that I loved him, teaching him when he was hurt or he was scared or he was tired that he could come and he could get into my arms. And you see, that's what God does through his word, is he has taught us about himself. And even before his word, he's taught us through the creation that he put us in the middle of, about his character and about himself. And we are drawn to develop our thought about this. And don't get me wrong, we get off base sometimes, but the Bible tells us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that our faith is the confidence of things hoped for. How can we have confidence in things that we can't see, that we're just hoping for? It's not a blind faith that God calls us to. It's a very reasonable faith. You see, faith does not contradict reason, even though it may go beyond reason. You say, that doesn't make any sense, Jeremy. Well, it does, because you could objectively prove that the Bible is the most unique book ever published, and it's impacted society more than any other book. But only faith can prove that the Bible is the Word of God. Therefore, it's a belief beyond reason, but it's not in contradiction to reason or against reason. You see, it's the substance, it's the confidence of things hoped for. I can trust in God even though I can't see what's coming because I know His character. He has been teaching me His name. He has been teaching me that I can run to Him. He has been teaching me these things about Him. And so it's not a blind faith. It's a very reasonable faith because of the confidence that we have in Him. You see these three things in a believer. You see that it is the confidence of the things they hoped for. And faith is the evidence of things not seen. It was the evidence of things not seen. They had faith, and so it brought about works in their life. You go on and read, and maybe in the next few days we'll cover some more of this, but in the whole chapter 11, you see the evidence of their faith was made manifest by the works that they did. They did not know. God, I'll give you an example. God told Abraham, I want you to go to a country. And Abraham went. The Bible says that by faith Abraham sojourned. He left. He didn't know where he was going. But he trusted God. Even though he didn't see the promise that had been told to him, that he would be made a father of many nations, and he would be as many as the stars in the sky. And he didn't get to see that, but the Bible tells us that by faith he obeyed God. Three things I told you. Faith is the substance or the confidence of things hoped for. When faith is exercised, there's evidence. James said, I'll show you my faith by my works. And the last thing we see is in verse 2, by it they obtained a good testimony. All these great examples of godliness, they had different circumstances and different personalities, but they all had one thing in common, and that was faith. They obtained a good testimony. I love what he says about Abel, how that even in his death, he still speaks. You see, God wants us to have confidence in Him because of who we know Him to be. Even though it's not tangible and we can't necessarily put our eyes on every aspect of every nook and cranny of what His commandment is to us or commission He's put us on, but we can trust Him because we know who He is. And maybe if you have a weak faith, maybe if you don't have the kind of faith you'd like, it's not that you need more of it. It's that you need to grow yours. You need to work it out. And how do you work it out? You know more about God. You find out more about God. You get into His Word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let Him grow your faith. And as you grow in the faith of God, you begin to exercise that more and step out more in faith because of the confidence that you have in Him. And there's evidence that begin to be seen. You begin to work. You begin to serve. You begin to follow whatever He puts out in front of you. And by that, you obtain a good testimony. And I want to be known for my love of Jesus. I want to be known for my love of others. I want to be known for my faith. I'm a man of faith that I trust the God I claim to have given my life to. No matter what He calls me to, even if I can't see the other side, He's trustworthy. And I'll make evident of that by following Him, whatever He calls me to do. And in that, I'll be a witness for Him and bring Him glory, which is the whole purpose for me being on this earth. Hope you have a great day. Hope this encouraged you. I hope that we'll be a people of faith, that we will not only read Hebrews 11 and see what God has done, but listen to His voice, hear Him call us, and step up to whatever He is calling us to do, so that He can work in us and through us to bring about growth in His kingdom and glory through us. In Jesus' name. Woo. Amen.